This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go,
man. Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Hey, that's all that really matters. We come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Glad you're with us. How about Ezekiel Elliott now able to play on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs? Deshaun Watson tearing his ACL. We'll tackle all of that moving forward in this hour. College football. We have our first college football playoff rankings. That includes Notre Dame in the top four. If Notre Dame wins out, a lot of people believe they will be in the college football playoff for the first time since its inception. And joining us here on the show is one of the great wide receivers in Notre Dame history. He went on to play for the Packers and the Seahawks in the NFL. He was a second-round draft pick of the Packers in the NFL. Derek Mays joins us here on the show. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. And, you know, Notre Dame has had a renaissance season, especially after last year's debacle. How proud are you to watch this program climb back into the national perspective?
So proud. So proud of what Coach Kelly's been able to do. Endure, regroup, reload. Bring in some good quality talent to help support the rest of the coaching staff. And I think the other part is just leadership of the student athletes too. Buying in, willing to be patient and stay steady in the course. BK knew that this was going to be a building process from day one, even with the immediate success that he had when he came to Notre Dame, but he's kept his head down, continued to stick with his philosophy, and all those things are starting to pile up, and we're getting wins, we're getting a great schedule, and a great potential outcome for a playoff berth.
Notre Dame is a big favorite this weekend, tomorrow afternoon against Wake Forest at home at Notre Dame Stadium. Coming into this season, did you expect a big bounce-back season? I don't think many Notre Dame fans expected them to be number three in the country, but did you think that they would rebound?
Well, yeah, I expected they would rebound. I know what kind of quality program that Coach has been able to put together down through the year. So that I do expect. Did I expect ranked number three before going into November? No. But listen, the schedule allows for that kind of thing to happen if you can, you know, go into November with one loss. It happened to be the right team to lose two, if you will, with Georgia now being ranked number one.
You played for a program in Notre Dame that had an intense fan base, big expectations, a lot of history. You also played in the NFL for the same type of franchise, the Green Bay Packers. When you got drafted by Green Bay, did you feel some similarities with the scrutiny and the history that you played with at Notre Dame?
I did. I knew exactly what I was getting into. I was fortunate to have guys like All-Pro Aaron Taylor already there, who was the captain back at Notre Dame, and Craig Hendricks, our kicker. So there was two guys there that I was familiar with that already made that transition in recent years, just 2 years ahead of me. So that made it my expectations. I knew what to expect, and they were going to be high, just as equally as they were high at Notre Dame. The tradition, the pageantry, you know, uh, I don't think you can describe that when, you know, going from any college into a place like Green Bay, what I believe the cradle of truly NFL football. Yeah, there wasn't enough to prepare you for that. It certainly was a fortunate experience for me, though, something that I'll be able to take for the rest of my life.
Derek Mays joins us, former wide receiver of Notre Dame, of the Green Bay Packers, the Seattle Seahawks. I read somewhere that you roomed with Andre Rison in Green Bay. Is that right?
No, it's not right. It's kind of backwards. My rookie year when Robert Brooks went down with a season-ending knee injury, Antonio Freeman, I think he broke his forearm. And I had just come back from being 8 weeks on the shelf. I spent the first 8 weeks on the shelf not playing with a dislocated shoulder. I came back that Monday night. That's when Robert Brooks went down. They ended up bringing Andre in within 2 weeks. And, you know, a lot of responsibility on my shoulders, but I was also still the rookie. And we knew what kind of weapon we would be bringing in with Andre. And Coach Mike thought the best thing to do, however, was make sure that Andre gets to practice. If Andre can get to practice, then we can have a hell of a team. So he said, Derek, you have a duplex. You have Andre. Andre's going to stay with you, and you get him to practice. If he doesn't make it to practice, I'm holding you responsible.
And you're a young player. This is your second year? A rookie.
I'm a rookie.
A rookie.
And so that was my responsibility. And God bless her soul, Lisa Lopez. They were still together, so they were a package deal. So Lisa and Andre stayed with me during those last 6 weeks of my rookie year in Green Bay. And it was quite an experience. I learned a whole lot real fast.
I was going to say, I mean, how hard was the responsibility to get Andre Rison to practice as a rookie? That couldn't have been easy.
Oddly enough, it was. It was a piece of cake. I learned more. It was a crash course on what was being a professional about. One of the most, I believe, completely mistaken kind of guys. Andre was, he worked hard and he played hard. And I know you've heard of plenty of people like that down through the years, but I think at a critical time in Andre's life, it was where all the stars aligned, where he was completely focused on his craft at that moment for that time. And he's such a talented individual. I think, history's been able to show that he was able to turn it on and off from, you know, times in his career. And that was one of those positive upswing times. And for me, he made such an impression on me. Antonio Freeman, I tell you, that it was necessary for a guy like Andre to come into that locker room because he immediately gave us a swagger that we really didn't have, particularly in the receiver core. We were all young pups. Antonio, this is only his second year when we went to the Super Bowl. It was my rookie year. So, you know, outside of Robert Brooks, who was hurt, Don Beebe was there still. But Dre came in and he made a big splash and it turned the tide really quick for us.
Wow, that's an amazing story. So was Lisa Left Eye Lopes from TLC, was she like cleaning the condo, the duplex when you
she
guys
was
came?
So awesome.
Was she was cooking she was, or whatever?
Yes, she used to call me Sugar Bear. She said, Sugar Bear, now listen, I'm not going to clean and cook and do all that and come home and we're not taking out the garbage. So, you know, she would instill those duties, delegate duties throughout the house. It was pretty cool.
Oh, man, that is great. Derek Mays joins us, former wide receiver of Notre Dame, of the Green Bay Packers as well. And you guys have a very cool event coming up this April, in 2018. You've got so many Notre Dame legends, Tim Brown, Steve Berline, yourself. We just had Rocket Ismile on earlier last hour, Lou Holtz. Guys, we're all going out to Ireland. You're bringing fans along. 7 nights, 6 rounds of championship golf, and everything you could want coming out of a trip of Ireland. This should be a lot of fun. You looking forward to it?
I really am. You know, all the proceeds are going back to the Lose Labs Foundation, a foundation that I was happy to be one of the founding board members of. 300-plus former Notre Dame Grace played for Coach Holtz during the 10 years. He coached at Notre Dame from 87 to 97. We have a endowed scholarship over at the university, over $500,000. We've given over $200,000 over the last 4 years to current Notre Dame students in need. So we're changing lives. We're making a big impact, all in the spirit of Our Lady on the Dome. And it's a great opportunity for the guys to be able to get back and stay together. I know that's one of Coach Holtz's number one priorities, is the foundation, is us staying together, and is us being of service. You know, to lead is to serve, and that was the spirit in creating the foundation in the first place. How can we serve? How can we be of service and pay forward all the awesome lessons that Coach Holtz taught us down through the years?
Derek Mays joining us. If you want more information on the Ireland Deluxe Golf Tour with Notre Dame legends and everything's going towards Lou Holtz's Lou's Lads Endowed Scholarship Fund, go to executiveglobaltours.com. Again, that's executiveglobaltours.com. And the trip comes up in April. This was a lot of fun, Derek. Thanks, man. Enjoy the trip, buddy.
Thank you so much. Go Irish.
You got it. Derek Mays joining us on the show. Can you imagine a duplex in Green Bay in the mid-90s, before the internet really blows up, before social media? In Green Bay, small football mad town, Andre Rison and Lisa Left Eye Lopes coming in and rooming with a rookie. And the rookie is expected to get Andre Rison to practice. I mean, that sounds like a reality television show. That's one of the rare ones I would actually watch. That is so cool. Lisa Left Eye Lopes, who later on would burn down Andre Rison's house, was cooking for Derek Mays and Andre Rison in Green Bay in the duplex after they came back from practice and they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. That is such a good story. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. I wonder if she cooked chicken bacon ranch empanadas for those guys.
Only the size of a fist, though, because they were elite athletes.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Deshaun Watson, done for the season. The Houston Texans emotionally rattled after yesterday. What does this mean for the Texans, Deshaun Watson, the NFL, and the AFC South race? We'll talk about it coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Ernie Johnson, host of TNT's award-winning Inside the NBA.
Beam me up, DA.
You got it.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show, always available on your phone. Take us with you wherever you go. Download the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. All of that is on your phone, so if your local affiliate doesn't have us or you're outside of your normal listening area, take us with you on the go on the CBS Sports app. Pop it up for your scores, your highlights, your breaking news, and then the left-hand toolbar, just scroll all the way down under all of the sports and leagues. Then you'll see the DA Show, CBS Sports Radio. Just click on that to listen live every single day, 9 until noon Eastern here on CBS Sports Radio. Deshaun Watson is gone for the season, so today is a bittersweet day in Houston. You're going to have the parade of the Astros celebrating their world championship. And it was supposed to be the moment the Astros parade ended, okay, and now we got a good Texans quarterback and a fun end of the Texans season. Even though Houston is 3-4, with Deshaun Watson, you felt like they were way better than their record indicated. He nearly went to Foxborough and knocked off the Patriots. No rookie quarterback had ever done that to Bill Belichick. He almost went to Seattle last week and knocked off one of the power teams in the league in Seattle, nearly single-handedly, although he did turn the football over and throw a pick six to Earl Thomas. But Deshaun Watson has proven that against anybody, at any time, in any venue, home or road, champion or not, the Patriots, the Seahawks, or anybody else had to be on notice because Deshaun Watson was coming. And the Texans now had to be feared. At least their offense did. And we have literally never said you have to fear the Texans' offense. Go back to when they were an expansion team, whether it was David Carr, Matt Schaub, or the parade of poo-poo quarterbacks that Bill O'Brien, Butchin McGee has trotted out there the last couple of seasons. Never-ending average quarterbacking. We've never had to say you've got to fear the Texans' offense. And now you do. Or you did. So a bittersweet day in Houston, because you know on Wednesday night, somebody was staring at Game 7, ninth inning, and muttered to the guys they were watching, or muttered to the people they were watching the game with, hey man, you could end the Texan season tomorrow. Just please give us this World Series win. Man, I don't even care if Deshaun Watson blows out an ACL tomorrow. Just please give us an Astros parade. And then this happened, and that person went, whoops. I didn't think they'd take it literally. Speaking of the sports gods, the Texans season is figuratively over now. They can't go deep into the playoffs. I don't even know if they could win the division. Look, he has taken Bill O'Brien some bad quarterbacks before, some average quarterbacks, and squeezed out 9 wins, but and won the division. But that was with a defense that mostly had a healthy J.J. Watt. Last year it did not, but had a healthy Whitney Mercilus and others. It's hard for me to believe that this Texans team now can be much more than 7-9, might be 6-10. You've got Tom Savage Garden in there on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis. No thanks. So this feels like a team that could have been a real scary 9-7 or 10-6 team that hosts a playoff game because of Deshaun Watson. Now, a 7-9 or a 6-10 that you really don't care much about. The AFC South becomes imminently more unwatchable, so that's good for all of us. The NFL loses one of its brightest stars for the season, so that's great for all of us as well in the league. And Deshaun Watson has his brilliant rookie campaign short-circuited. You know, you feel for that guy, you feel for that team, but if there's a young man that you know can handle it, it's Deshaun Watson. And I really think the world of that kid, so I hope he comes back better than ever. And thankfully now an ACL tear to a quarterback, even one as mobile as him, is not a death sentence the way that it once was in football. But let's also hope it does not restrict his mobility, because his mobility is one of the great things about Deshaun Watson. Houston is the epicenter of the sports world right now. Houston Astros winning their first ever World Series championship. This news from the Texans and the Houston Dynamo in the MLS playoffs. The Houston Rockets trying to figure out how they're going to fit together with the new look. Last week I went down there and the city's on fire was because of the Astros, but everything going on. And I got to go all access pass with the Dynamo in the MLS playoffs against Sporting Kansas City. And the Dynamo wins a dramatic 1-0 victory over Sporting to move on to the semifinals. They had a scoreless draw against Portland earlier in the week. They'll play again in Portland to the second leg of that playoff series on Sunday. And so if you want to check out my all-access pass on Nomad, my travel web series that you can watch on YouTube or on our Facebook page or on Twitter, check it out because it was so fun. The fans were so great. It was such an incredible atmosphere. And you know, you've got a supporter section that just brings in their own instruments and sings and plays all game 2 hours. It's great. It was very refreshing compared to going to a recent Giants-Seahawks game at MetLife Stadium and having a bunch of angry, drunk bros yell at me. Like, man, settle down. I'm not here to fight, man. People stumbling around, miserable, cursing Ben McAdoo under his breath. Then I end up going to the Houston Dynamo game and people are singing for 2 hours. I'm like, this is better. So check it out. That's Nomad on YouTube or our other digital platforms. All right, it's time for Ward's Winners.
While Mraz is picking the lettuce off his sandwich, Ward is picking winners. It's Ward's Winners. Only on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
James Ward, I'm slightly depressed. We're now into double-digit weeks. It's week 10 of the college football season.
Yeah, November is when the college football season gets good, but also when it gets depressing that there are only a few of these Saturdays left.
No doubt about it. Last week, how'd you do?
I went 2-1. I lost on West Virginia.
You're a consistent 2-1 guy.
2-1 is great if I do it all season. I'm 16-12 on the year, so that's close to being 2-1 every week, which isn't bad.
Okay. 2-1 last week. Mraz also went 2-1, so you got to watch. He's nipping at your heels. He's only 5 games under 500.
What's that mean? I have a 9-game lead on Mraz?
Yeah. You're the best, James. You're the best.
Florida, Mizzou in the SEC. Not a game most people will be watching, but you will be, and you like the Tigers laying the 3.
I do. It's actually awkward to look at a game line, and Mizzou's favored over Florida, especially a Mizzou team without an SEC win this season. But as we know, Florida fired their coach this week. They have Randy Shannon as the new interim. He has zero chance of taking over the head job, so there's no real motivation for Florida to win this game. They also have a new quarterback, and their running back, who is probably their best offensive player, Malik Davis, is out for the year. So I'm not really sure how Florida's going to score. Mizzou, on the other hand, Drew Locke averaging 363 yards through the air for the month of October and really clicking on all cylinders, included a 253-yard, 4-TD game against Georgia. Might be the best defense in the country, so I think Mizzou's going to put up a lot of points. I expect Florida to quit in this game early. I think the 3 points will be no problem.
You're picking Bedlam here. The loser of this game is out of the college football playoff race. The winner is still in it, although we don't know. The Big 12 might be left out yet again. Oklahoma, Okie State, this one is in Stillwater, and you like the Sooners plus 2.5.
I do. I feel kind of obligated to pick this game. If I picked a lot of Florida-Mizzou-type games, not many people would pay attention, but I think these teams are evenly matched. Oklahoma getting points, so you have to love that. Series history, Oklahoma's 86-18-7. Mike Gundy, as head coach at Oklahoma State, has only won 2 of 12. So there was an article this week that the Oklahoma State Cowboys are actually cursed in this. Mm. And if you watched the interview with Baker Mayfield this week, he was actually told that Oklahoma State was favored to win this game, and he put a big grin on his face. I'm picking Baker Mayfield to win this game outright. Take the 2.5, but Oklahoma's the better team.
And finally, the game everybody will be watching in the American. Central Florida against SMU. It's a Ward's winner special. UCF's Golden Knights laying 14.5, and you like the Fighting Frosties.
I do. This is actually a total degenerate pick. I've missed the boat on UCF. They're 6-1 so far against the number. Their only non-cover was last week where they failed to cover 43.5. They only won by 40. So UCF has, Scott Frost has brought the Oregon offense to the AAC. SMU is a decent team. They score a lot. 14.5 is a little scary. But UCF has scored over 60 points 3 times this year. I think they roll in this game. Don't be scared by the 14.5 points.
I love it. Ward's winners are going to give you multiple games that nobody else in America cares about, but will help you make money.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
And as executive producer of Sunday Morning Football, you can gloat in Mraz's faces because you did book the guest this week. Mark Brunell is going to join us.
Yeah, former legendary Jaguars quarterback, Jacksonville Jaguars, one of the hottest teams in the NFL. Their turnaround has been quite surprising, to be honest. So I thought Mark Brunell would be a good guest. We'll be having him on Sunday Morning Football this week.
Does it work for you, Mraz?
Yeah, it was great. It really worked for me when you guys pre-taped it yesterday, and I had to handle it all because James wasn't here.
Okay.
Cat's out of the bag there.
Wow. Real bitter. That's a bitter Mraz right there. Bitter, bulging bully.
Piggy doodle dandy.
Real pig. Well, we're going to have Mraz embarrassed when we come back again because we will replay all of his guarantees from flag football, which has gotten him benched for the first series in Sunday's flag football game. So prepare for that. The pig is back. Bulging, oinking pig. It's also a Target Demo Friday, which means that whatever you're doing as you listen to the show, I want to hear about it. I want to know what you got going on, where you are, what affiliate that you're listening to, or what app you're listening to. If you're watching at watchda.com. So hit me back on Twitter, DA on CBS. Let me know what you're up to, and I'll read them coming up here or on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/The DA Show.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sports Talk was meant to be on an imaginary spaceship.
I'm a fat lord.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember to follow us on Facebook for the best videos of every single day, the best clips of the show, my CBS Sports columns, the Up the Gut picks, the football food of the week, everything going on right there, the PGP. That's Facebook.com/The DA Show. Go there and like the show page.
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
Also, a reminder, you football fans, that Meraz's Up the Gut NFL picks and Ward's Winners College Football picks are available right now, plus their columns. Those guys work real hard in their columns. They do excellent work over there. Meraz breaks down the entire NFL weekend, Ward with college football. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good. It's a good read, really, is both those guys. So go to daoncbs.com, go to the producer's posts on the right-hand side, and check it out. Up the Gut Awards winners, James Ward, executive producer of Sunday Morning Football, and, of course, Meraz, handling the duties here on a daily basis.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
Ernie's in Tennessee, listening on 640 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Ern.
Hello, DA. How we doing now?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
You never guess what I'm doing today.
What are you doing today, my friend?
I'm sitting on the side of the road being the entrepreneur I am, selling American flags, blankets, hats, and socks.
Is that right? Did you make them or buy them somewhere?
I buy them. I wish I did make them. I wish I were that talented, DA, but I can't tell that lie.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're not lying to us. How are the sales going?
Well, up and down, kind of like a yo-yo.
Okay. All right, well, I can hear the cars streaming by you, so I hope that you get some sales today.
Well, I do okay. Some days are good, some are not, but it's on the cooler days I do better with the blankets, and flags are good most of the time, and so a few socks. I choose to be an entrepreneur, and I have a lot of fun. And I used to work the corporate rigs of NASCAR, and it got to where it wasn't what it was. As far as making a living, so I quit that and went to doing my own little deal. But anyway, what I called about is I hate this Deshaun Watson deal because he seems like a class act. Not only was he a class act, but a really good football player and a good person. But anyway, does this help the chances of the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Tennessee Titans more? And I got one other thing I want to tell you, mention to you if you get a chance to watch. I'd like for you to tune in for a second. The East Tennessee State Buccaneers have a kid that plays linebacker. I know he may be a little too small to go to the NFL, but 300 tackles in 3 years. He still has three games to go. Dylan Weigel, number 40 of East Tennessee State Buccaneers, and also they play at 3:30 on ESPN3. If you get a chance, tune in and watch that for a minute.
All right, amazing. That's a good heads up. All right, that's very cool, Ern. I appreciate the heads up on that. That's a good nugget right there. I think that the injury to Deshaun Watson helps out the Titans more. I've always felt the Tennessee Titans were the favorite in the division once we saw the injuries of the Texans defense, even before we knew what Deshaun Watson is going to be. I picked the Texans to win the division because I thought their defense would once again be nasty, especially with the return of J.J. Watt. Once he went down and Whitney Mercilus went down, we saw what Deshaun Watson could be, but I thought they were the biggest threat to the Titans. Now that they go down, to me, the Titans are still the number one team in the AFC South. The Jaguars have had a nice first half of the season. I worry about a young team down the stretch losing a couple of games they shouldn't. Also about Blake Bortles throwing a few picks that he shouldn't. So I think it'll help out the Titans win the division more. Meraz, of course, feels like he is a star in his flag football league. And the best part about this is that he was told by the two captains, don't talk about the league. We had too much nonsense with Mr. Six last year. Don't give anybody bulletin board material. We have risen up a class. We don't need people coming after us. We don't need a target on our back. This week of the PGP, all I had to do was ask, and Meraz couldn't help himself. You think you guys can win a Super Bowl?
Yes. In fact, the team we lost to in the county championship that also moved up is 1-6.
I got news for you, buddy. We're going to win the game. I guarantee you.
So we just feel like we've made all those strides. We made a couple additions, but and we've taken off. We are a damn good football team.
All I know is we got some butter and sauce for all that popcorn everybody's been trying to eat.
So have you felt like maybe the officials have screwed you at all this season because there
they
was
screwed
so much
us in our other loss?
They
for
did.
Sure. For sure.
I know we're going to win. I have that attitude. I feel that way.
Do you feel like you've provided leadership and that's part of the reason you guys are so good this year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big leader. I'm a guy now leading that pregame huddle. I'm waving everybody in. I'm directing guys on that offense. I'm directing the blocking schemes.
It's my quarterback.
And I, quite frankly, I think I'm a great leader. I think people look at me and go, that's a veteran right
there. It's really unfair. It's my team.
If you had a guess right now, are you guessing you're playing to the Super Bowl?
I kind of feel like we are.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we are. It's just the way we lost last year and the way everything's gone this year, it's just one of those things like just keep doing our job and let's not stop and smell the roses yet.
We'll beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Stars are aligning, and I'm having a Pro Bowl year.
Is that
12
right?
Catches, 2 touchdowns.
All I know is we got some butter and sauce for all that popcorn everybody's been trying to
keep pushing forward. We got a good team. I think we're taking care of business.
My popcorn is ready. My popcorn is ready.
I am destroying defensive ends on blocks.
I got news for you, buddy. We're going to win the game. I guarantee you.
There is talk about me in the Pro Bowl. There has definitely been that talk.
If you had a guess right now, are you guessing you're playing to the Super Bowl?
I kind of feel like we are.
I guarantee you.
I know we're going to win. I have that attitude. I feel that way.
I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Kind of feel like we are.
You guys can win a Super Bowl.
Yes. Feel like we are.
Yes.
Kind of feel like we are.
Yes.
We are a damn good football team. We're taking care of business.
The end of Mraz as a captain. He's going down in flames. Bump, 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 bump. After we played that in hour number one, one of the captains heard it, texted Mraz and said, I told you to shut your mouth. You're now suspended and benched for the first drive, the first series of Sunday's game. Big Mouth Mraz couldn't help himself, and now he got himself benched as one of the three captains. He's got the officials that he has said has screwed them. He's saying he's a Pro Bowler. He is leveling people on blocks, he says. You got defensive linemen that are going to be upset. You've got opponents that are going to be coming after the young guns with fury. Oh, this is too good. Too good. Can't help himself, can he? Big boy can't help himself. Never can. Never can. All right, time for Target Demo Friday.
It's a 3-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Chad tweets, I'm listening at work on a radio.com app. Youth 3-on-3 basketball in Duluth with snow tomorrow. Hoop season is here.
You are a machine of death.
Holy moly, snow in Duluth. Wolfgang listening on and off, driving around, doing business interviews. DA, hashtag it's all about the money.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
Requiem for Oblivion tweets, are there directions to the ER with Mraz's football food of the week recipe?
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Oh, I'm a fat lord.
How do you feel about chicken bacon ranch empanadas that are fried? Abby tweets, thanks for making me laugh out loud during the Tom Brady comments. Shut up is right.
I am the epic fail.
Brady saying that he'll never get injured. His brain teaches his muscles how to respond as he gets hit. He can never get sunburned because he's always properly hydrated. It doesn't matter how bright the sun is or how hot it is. Robert tweets, in his book, Tom Brady also says, because I drink lavender water, my bathroom trips smell like a bursting bouquet of health. Drink Up Youngstown tweets, so right about the difference in the game. In today's NFL, if you breathe heavily on Tom Brady, you get 15 yards. Hey, the guy is taking advantage of the new rules. So did Peyton Manning. So does Aaron Rodgers, even though Aaron Rodgers is now injured. But I guess that just means Aaron Rodgers' brain didn't tell his collarbone not to break like Tom Brady's would.
Joe tweets, D.A., I saw Mraz's pick while in Florida. What position does he play in flag football? Or is he the coach?
Puffiness with sodium.
Blocking tight end like an algae crumpler. Blocking tight end. Rob tweets, building motors for off-highway vehicles while listening to 96.3 FM in Erie, PA. Enjoying high school football playoff this weekend.
All right.
Joshua tweets, great interview by the best damn sports show. If you've never listened, check out the Sean Avery interview, guys. It helps me get through every work week. Well, thank you, Josh. Sean Avery opened up. It was an easy interview to do because he's a really interesting guy. But Avery talking about John Tortorella, being an agitator, overall, people just disliking him, not caring about that, saying whatever he wants, regrets, really good stuff if you want to check it out. Sean Avery interview available on iTunes and then also on our website, daoncbs.com. Cosmo the Cougar tweets, theaters in Idaho offer frozen junior mints. They are minty chocolate heaven and a deserving number one. Hashtag eat rocks, Mraz.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Alexander tweets, M&M's in your popcorn of the movies. Game changer. Joe tweets, my hometown team won the World Series. Houston is lit. Can I get a championship beam up? And that is your target demo Friday. Matt also adds in, listening to 92.1 The Ticket in Fayetteville, gambling and Chiefs-Cowboys game this weekend. Beam me up! Kung Fu Kenny tweeting, listening on my off day. I don't even have a job, Damien!
I don't even have a job, Damien!
Let's get to your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly. Eric tweets in, is Andrew Luck's NFL career in serious jeopardy? Or can he play like himself when he comes back? I think it's in jeopardy. To lose an entire season with lingering pain in your shoulder after surgery nearly a year ago is a real problem. They have never helped him out from a offensive line standpoint. I think coaching's been poor. Front office has been poor. I don't believe this is the end of his career, but I feel like we have to wonder if Andrew Luck will ever become and grow into the star future Hall of Fame quarterback that he looked inevitably to be early in his career. Sign up to be an O Rewards member today. Start earning instantly. O Rewards members, $5 back for every 150 points you earn. Fast, easy, free, only at O'Reilly. See store for details. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. Your epic fail is Mraz's busted predictions.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Are you guessing you're playing in the Super Bowl?
Kind of feel like we are.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we are. It's just the way we lost last year and the way everything's gone this year. It's just one of those things, like, just keep doing our job and let's not stop and smell the roses yet.
We'll beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Things are, stars are aligning, and I'm having a Pro Bowl year.
If you had to guess right now, are you guessing you're playing to the Super Bowl?
I kind of feel like we are.
I guarantee you.
I know we're going to win. I have that attitude. I feel that way.
I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Kind of feel like we are.
You guys can win a Super Bowl.
Yes. Feel like we are.
Yes.
Kind of feel like we are.
Yes.
We are a damn good football team. We're taking care of business.
Is that no more Picky Doodle Dandy, so I got to get ambushed by you two? Is that right?
Me and the Body Bilotti have been plotting that all week long. Oh, it couldn't go any better.
I had no idea. Where did you even hide that? What folder? My team's going to kill me. I got my top receiver going for x-rays right now on a potential broken wrist.
Oh, you should have seen Mraz beat face red. You guys can win a Super Bowl.
Yes. I feel like we are.
Yes.
Kind of feel like we are.
Yes.
Head in his hands going, my team is going to kill me. My team is going to kill me. You guys can win a Super Bowl.
Yes. I feel like we are.
Yes.
Kind of feel like we are.
Yes.
Now he was told with direct orders from the captains on his flag football team, don't give the opponent bulletin board material.
And I'm having a Pro Bowl year.
And in this week's PGP, couldn't help himself when I started to pry, calling himself a Pro Bowl player. He's having a Pro Bowl season, that they're good enough to win a Super Bowl, that this is the year it all comes together.
Everybody play naked. Butt-ass naked. Everybody play butt-ass naked.
And during the commercial break, Mraz got a text from the captain that said, I told you to keep your mouth shut. Now you're suspended to the first series on Sunday. Mraz got benched because of his big mouth.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Just too perfect. When is this Ezekiel Elliott saga going to end, by the way? Now he's going to play Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. The appeal has been heard. It waits until next week. This is the problem with the NFL. It's not just the anthem. It's not just domestic violence. It's not just the owners. It's not just NFL in Europe. It's not just overpriced. It's not just bad football. It's everything. It's everything that continues to overshadow the football. And oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, two of the most exciting players to watch in football, are now cooked for the season. Great. Like we couldn't have given up Scott Tolzien and Brandon Whedon for those two injuries. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. And thanks to Chris Venezia as your simulcast producer at WatchDA.com. Be good and be good to one another this weekend. I will see you Sunday morning for Sunday Morning Football. Mark Brunell is going to be our guest, so tune in at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here on CBS Sports Radio. The mothership disconnects.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.